It's opening day for the Nashville Sounds, the team's second season playing downtown, and its first with a 1,000-car parking garage next door after construction was delayed last year. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, the $18 million facility could ease tensions with one of the ballpark's neighbors.
The Nashville Farmers Market wasn't happy last year that Sounds fans were parking in its lot. Director Tasha Kennard told the mayor recently that parking at the market is limited even without Sounds traffic, and it's about to get cut in half because of nearby construction and the State Museum.
And we encourage our neighbor to recognize that and make plans, as I know they are, to encourage their fans to park elsewhere.
But it costs $10 to park in the new garage next to the stadium, and the farmers market a few blocks away is free. So how exactly do you get people to start paying?
Well, that's the $64 question.
Only 64?
Sounds general manager Gary Arthur says the biggest incentive is location, but there's only so much he can do.
There's always an element that if they see an open space, they'll park. If they don't see a sign that says they can't park.
The upside, says Kennard, the ballpark is bringing new customers to the farmers market. Some vendors are even considering staying open later to cater to Sounds fans, regardless of where they park. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.